Getting dental implants is a big decision, and nobody wants them to fail after investing time and money into the procedure. The good news is that with the right recovery approach, you can practically guarantee success. Let me share some essential tips that will help your implants heal properly and last for decades. First, let's talk about what you're signing up for. Dental implant recovery takes between 5 and 8 months from start to finish. But don't let that scare you. Most people only experience mild discomfort for about a week, and they're back to their normal activities within 2 weeks. When you follow the right recovery steps, implants succeed 95 to 97% of the time. The first 48 hours after surgery are absolutely critical. Think of this time as setting the foundation for everything that follows. You'll need to bite down on gauze for about 30 to 40 minutes right after surgery to control bleeding. Here's something really important. Don't rinse or spit at all during these first 2 days. I know it feels unnatural, but this protects the blood clot that's forming, which is essential for healing. Apply ice packs to your face for 20 minutes on, 20 minutes off. The swelling usually peaks around day 2, so don't worry if you look a bit puffy. Stay away from straws, cigarettes, and hot drinks during this time. These can dislodge that precious blood clot and seriously delay your healing. For pain management, ibuprofen is your best friend. Take 600 to 800 milligrams every 6 hours, and you'll find it works better than prescription painkillers for most dental pain. Most patients rate their discomfort as mild to moderate, maybe a 2 to 4 on a scale of 10. The worst pain typically comes on the first day as the numbing wears off. Keep your head elevated with extra pillows when you sleep, and stick to cool liquids and very soft foods. Starting on day 2, you can begin gentle salt water rinses. Mix 1/2 teaspoon of salt in a cup of warm water and rinse 3 to 4 times daily. Don't swish vigorously. Just let the water gently move around your mouth and fall out. This is also when you can start introducing soft foods like scrambled eggs, mashed potatoes, and well-cooked pasta. Always chew on the opposite side from your implant. Now, here's where patience becomes crucial. Over the next 3 to 6 months, your implant undergoes osseointegration, which is just a fancy way of saying your jawbone grows around and bonds with the titanium implant. You won't feel this happening, but it's the most important phase of healing. Lower jaw implants typically bond faster, in 3 to 4 months, while upper jaw implants need 4 to 6 months because the bone density is different. During this bonding phase, smoking is absolutely the worst thing you can do. It doubles your failure rate from 5% to 11% by reducing blood flow and oxygen to the healing tissues. If you smoke, this is the perfect time to quit. People with diabetes need to keep their blood sugar tightly controlled during healing. When diabetics maintain good control, their success rates are nearly identical to non-diabetics. Nutrition plays a huge role in successful healing. Focus on getting plenty of protein from sources like eggs, beans, and protein shakes. You'll also need vitamin D for calcium absorption, vitamin C for tissue repair, and calcium for strong bones. Think of feeding your body the building blocks it needs to create new bone around your implant. Professional cleanings every 3 to 4 months during the healing phase are non-negotiable. Your hygienist will use special instruments that won't damage the implant surface. This isn't the time to skip dental appointments. These visits let your dentist monitor the healing process and catch any issues early. Once your implant is fully integrated and crowned, the real work begins. Daily care involves brushing twice a day with a soft toothbrush, cleaning between teeth with special implant floss or interdental brushes, and using any prescribed mouth rinses. Water flossers on low settings work wonderfully for cleaning around implants once you're fully healed. Watch for warning signs that need immediate attention. If you develop a fever over 38.6 Celsius or 101.5 Fahrenheit, notice pus or a persistent bad taste, experience increasing pain after day 3 or 4, or have bleeding that continues past 48 hours, call your dentist immediately. Other red flags include numbness lasting more than a week, electric shock sensations, or any looseness in the implant. A successful implant should never move once it's integrated. Long-term success depends on consistent maintenance. Plan on dental visits every 3 months for the first year, then every 3 to 6 months thereafter. If you smoke, have diabetes, or have a history of gum disease, you'll need more frequent visits. These aren't just cleanings. They're opportunities for your dentist to check the bone levels around your implant and ensure everything stays healthy. The payoff for all this careful attention is huge. Well-maintained implants show remarkable longevity, with studies showing 98.5% still functioning perfectly after 5 years, 96.4% after 10 years, and 92% after 20 years. Many implants last 30 years or more with proper care. Remember, preventing implant failure isn't about any single magic tip. It's about consistently following all these recovery and maintenance steps. Your commitment to proper healing and ongoing care makes all the difference between an implant that merely survives and one that thrives for decades. For more detailed information about each recovery stage, click on the link in the description. Your future self will thank you for taking implant recovery seriously today.